The Rio del Police Department is offering a $50,000 hiring incentive for lateral transfers of sworn officers and for the currently vacant police chief position. The City Council approved the incentives at their June 4th regular meeting after a discussion about the difficulties in hiring law enforcement, as incentives have become the standard practice. The new officer or chief would receive $10,000 at their first payday and then regular payday installments over the next 2.5 years with the city. Current sworn officers will be getting an annual bonus of $7,500 for up to 3 years, and the community services officer will receive $6,000 annually for up to 3 years. Those bonuses are also paid out in installments at each payday. The city is hoping to attract officers from surrounding agencies and outside of the county, as the city has lost officers to other jurisdictions that offer the large bonuses. The City Council also adopted their fiscal year 2024-25 budget, which comes in at $19,454,685, which is a 122% increase from the prior year. Almost $13 million of that, though, is a state grant award to repair the damaged water infrastructure in the city. The city reports an increase in the general fund balance with increasing revenue through local commercial cannabis taxes. The Rio del Humboldt Business Park area businesses across the river have expanded recently, and all the past due taxes from the Dinsmore Plateau cannabis cultivators has been paid to the city. During the meeting, Humboldt County Deputy County Administrative Officer Sean Quincy and Public Works Director Tom Mattson addressed the council about prioritizing essential services in an era of natural disasters. The county and the state are in large budget deficits at the same time as local roads are some of the worst in the state and in desperate need of repair. Crumbling roads also impact access to emergency services, especially during a natural disaster. After the recent devastating earthquake in Rio Del, all communication was lost for the first responders for a period of time due to an antiquated system. During a crisis, the County Emergency Operations Office works out of an air raid-style bunker located underneath the county courthouse. The county is asking residents to go online before June 28th and complete a survey about your priorities, which will help decide if they go forward with a tax measure on the November ballot. The survey link is available at humboldtgov.org/roads911. Two city council seats will be on that November ballot as well. The seats currently held by council members Frank Wilson and Amanda Carter will be up for election. Interested candidates should contact City Hall with any questions, and the candidate packets will be available to pick up between July 1st and the 15th at City Hall. Video of the full council meeting is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, June 18th at 6 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.